in the course of a human being's life, you're gonna have a bad day now and then. It's just a fact. And then during that bad day, it doesn't quit, it just keeps coming at you. And it starts to seem like bad after bad after bad. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of all your wallowing in self-pity and stupid junk that you shouldn't have in the first place, a dear friend of yours calls you up and he demands your attention. He wants your help. He wants you to hear his moans and groans. He wants you to listen to him, and he wants to hear what you have to say for needs of relief. Your day takes a turn. Your day takes a turn for the better. In the gospel reading we have tonight, where our Lord teaches us to pray, I had quite an aha moment following my exegetical work. That's the work digging into the Word of God, thinking about what is the Lord wanting to say to his people here. I don't know if you noticed, but every single time before I come up to the pulpit, say a prayer. I ask the Lord to bless these lips, and I ask him that the words that come from my mouth will be those words that he wants you to hear. So this aha moment when I was studying this gospel lesson about the Lord's Prayer. What does Jesus say right after he gets done teaching this fella how to pray? Then he says, oh, and then you got to take care of your neighbor. Whoa, wait a minute. This is how I'm supposed to pray, Lord. This is supposed to benefit me. You know, personally, I have attended probably in the neighborhood of over, I don't know what, 4,000 or 5,000 Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. And at the conclusion of each of those meetings, everyone gets up in a big circle. Even if it's a huge crowd, everybody crunches back to the walls and holds hands, and everybody says the Lord's Prayer. And there's some pretty heathen people in his groups, yet they say the Lord's Prayer. And many, many of them I found were saying the Lord's Prayer for me. It's a prayer that we say for me. I'm praying. Well, then why did Jesus teach us to say, Our Father who art in heaven? It's a communal thing. It's a thing we say together as a family of Christ. So right after the Lord teaches us how to pray, he tells us about serving our neighbor. And then he says this thing here. He says, and I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Then he said, what father among you? You see, this guy that he says in this pericope, in this lesson here, when Jesus asked him that silly question, he said, which of you has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. That friend is God. That friend is God, the Father Almighty. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you discover you have a need. However silly someone else may think it, this example Jesus gives is a guy has a visitor come to see him and wants to give him something to eat. Which, by the way, at the time of our Lord, anybody and everybody would understand this parable that Jesus was saying. If you have a visitor to your house, you throw out all the stops. You give, you give, you give. You welcome them with open arms. Remember the gospel from last week about the two sisters, Mary and Martha? Martha opened the doors and welcomed Jesus into her house and just served, 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 served. And she did just right, did very well. That's what God will do for you. Doesn't matter what time of day you discover you have a need. It's not silly to God. Because you see, God put us all here on this earth for a purpose. The same exact reason that he put Adam on the earth in the Garden of Eden. He put him there so that he would tend the garden, that he would take care of it. God's creation. God wanted somebody to care for it. That's what God's put us here to do, is to take care of his creation. And the scriptures clearly say that God's greatest creation is you. No, I'm not pointing to you. I'm not pointing to you. I'm pointing to the one that's sitting next to you. The one who's sitting next to you. The one who lives next to you. The one that you're driving down the road and he's sitting there in a car that won't work. The one who says, hey, I need help. Now, it's also very important to understand that in this Lord's Prayer, God isn't going to listen to just anybody, is he? He does. He listens to all. Jesus is saying here, he's speaking to one of his disciples. He's speaking to one of his followers. He's speaking to a believer. Now, what's the characteristic of a believer of Jesus Christ? We're holy. We're righteous. You are. You've taken on Christ at your baptism. You took on the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is in you. The Holy Spirit was poured out upon you. That makes you holy and righteous. You can't refuse a friend in need. Jesus hasn't refused you. That's why there's that little petition in the Lord's Prayer about we're to forgive. We ask him to forgive us as we forgive those who have sinned against us. So even all those people in all those AA meetings I've been to, I've even been to an AA meeting at Malibu Beach with a bunch of surfer dudes and, you know, totally for sure kind of stuff, you know? Yeah. And they were saying the Lord's Prayer. It's pretty awesome. And then there's this part in here where Jesus says about the impudence. He says, for whoever asks, receives, the one who seeks, finds, to the one who knocks, it will be opened. And he says, yet because of his impudence, and you know what impudence means? Persistent. Constant. Pray to him. God is going to give. And the biggest thing that God is going to give to each and every one of us is everything that we need to serve our neighbor. He will provide that within you. Just like he did to me today. Today was the worst day. I had a terrible day. I was sitting on the side of the road. Somebody stopped, and it was actually a policeman who checked to see if I was okay. And then I got here to church, and I'm really wallowing in all of my bad stuff, but I prayed to God. I prayed to him early this morning. I prayed to him to help me out of this. And then I get this phone call from a dearest, best friend of mine wanting me to listen to him, help him with his problems. That's how God works. Sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we do. So give, my friends. Give as you have been given. In the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.